Hello, this is Jermaine. One time I was at a synagogue in Sioux City, Iowa. On the wall was written, engraved, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? Micah chapter 6, verse 8. In the Bible, we can read the book of Micah, or as it is in Hebrew, Micha. Micah was a prophet of God during the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. That was between 739 and 686 BCE. God spoke through Micah. Listen to what Micah wrote about himself. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Yes, Micah spoke and wrote by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. God foretold through Micah about the one to be ruler in Israel. Listen to Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Yes, God foretold about 700 BCE that a ruler in Israel would come forth to God from Bethlehem in Judah. Who is this king that would come forth to God from Bethlehem in Judah? Jacob buried his beloved wife Rachel on the way to Bethlehem. Genesis chapter 35, verse 19. Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz lived in Bethlehem, as we read in the book of Ruth. We know Bethlehem as the village of David and his father Jesse, King David, that is. 1 Samuel chapter 17. David was king in Israel about 300 years before Micah prophesied. Bethlehem is about 8 kilometers south of Jerusalem. God foretold through his prophet Micah that another king would come forth to God from Bethlehem of Judah, the one to be ruler in Israel. Who is this ruler in Israel that was prophesied in Micah chapter 5, verse 2? We read that his goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. His goings forth are from everlasting, therefore his existence is from everlasting. We read about the work of this king in Micah chapter 5, verse 4. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Micah chapter 5, verse 4. This ruler in Israel would have a flock. This king would feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. His flock, his people, would abide, would continue. This king in Israel would be great to the ends of the earth. Who is this ruler? This king in Israel, who would be great to the ends of the earth. Has this been fulfilled in history? Which ruler in Israel has fulfilled this prophecy? Which king in Israel has been great to the ends of the earth? Which king's goings forth have been from everlasting? It was not Solomon. Micah prophesied long after Solomon's time. Also, Solomon did not come out of Bethlehem. One time wise men from the east called Magi, came to Jerusalem. They asked, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. For when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ, the Messiah, was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler, who shall shepherd my people Israel.'" Matthew chapter 2, verses 2 through 6. Did you notice the chief priests and scribes of Jerusalem quoted or paraphrased Micah chapter 5, verse 2, the prophecy that we have been looking at together? Yes, the chief priests and scribes of Jerusalem knew and believed that Micah chapter 5, verse 2 was about Messiah, Mashiach, the Lord's anointed ruler, the King of the Jews. It is interesting that King Herod asked the chief priests and scribes where the Christ, the Messiah, was to be born. Herod knew that the wise men from the east, the Magi, were asking about Messiah. The Magi had asked, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?" Yes, King Herod knew that Messiah was to be born. Messiah was expected by Israel. They were waiting for Messiah. It was time for Messiah to come, according to the prophets of God. They knew that God had foretold by Micah the prophet that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judah. The ruler in Israel of Micah chapter 5, verse 2 is Messiah. His goings forth are from everlasting. He is great to the ends of the earth. He feeds his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. Is Messiah your king? Do you know him? Are you in his flock? Are you in his eternal kingdom? The descendant of King David, who was born in Bethlehem, is Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, born of the line of David, of the lineage of David. He fulfilled the prophecy of Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. His kingdom is to the ends of the earth. His kingdom shall abide forever in the heavenly New Jerusalem. Let us also look at Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, which is a prophecy about the kingdom of Messiah. Listen to Micah chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and people and peoples shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, 'Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths.' For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Yes, peoples of many nations have become citizens of Messiah's kingdom. They learn his ways and walk in his paths. The new covenant, the law of Messiah, has gone forth out of Zion. The word of the Lord has gone forth from Jerusalem to all the world. The day of judgment is coming. Jesus Messiah the King will be your judge. Will you be in his eternal kingdom in the heavenly New Jerusalem? You can be. There is good news. Believe in Messiah Jesus now. Put your faith, your trust in him. Turn away from sin. Repent now while you can. Confess your faith in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God, and be immersed in water, baptized, buried with Messiah in baptism into death, that just as Messiah was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so you can be raised up to walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. You can be born again of the water and the Spirit, as Jesus taught. John chapter 3, verse 5. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verses 36 and 38. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verses 36 and 38. God loves you. God sent His Son to this earth to pay the price for our redemption. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. This is good news for us. He is the only one who died for your sins. He is the only sacrifice for your sins. Only His blood can take away your sins. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Jesus Messiah invites you to come to Him now. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083. United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Germaine.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you.